Well, not everyone who watched the Wimbledon men's final was there for the tennis. Many were waiting for the BBC promo announcing the new Doctor Who, which screened directly afterwards. When the Doctor in the promo finally turned up, speculation was confirmed the 13th actor to play Doctor Who is a woman. Jodie Whittaker, to be precise. So what do fans think? Well, we're joined by Doctor Who writer and researcher Paul Skoons, who's also the president of the New Zealand Doctor Who fan club. And Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you make of this decision?
I'm thrilled. I think it's great.
Why so? Why so?
I think it's long overdue. I think for a long time that Doctor Who's needed to be a bit more diverse in its casting, and I think it's the right time for a female Doctor.
Okay, there's been a lot of opposition to this. What do you make of that?
There's always been opposition to casting of a new Doctor. You know, sometimes people argue it's too young, too old. There's always a bit of a kickback, but I mean, there's also a lot of positivity out there too. A lot of people are embracing the idea that we're finally getting a female Doctor after all these years.
For those people who are not fans of the show, how can multiple actors play the same person?
The Doctor's a Time Lord. He belongs to an alien species, and that alien species can regenerate to save their life. So every time the Doctor is mortally injured, he can regenerate into a new form, takes on a slightly different personality. And it's enabled the series, obviously behind the scenes, to keep changing its lead actor, because the series is 55-odd years old now, and there's no way that the same actor could keep playing for that length of time. So it was a necessity, really. It needed to keep...
That's a fair point. I see some social media talking about the opposition there. So somebody says, what's next? My name's Bond, Gemma Bond. I mean, it would be a bit odd, wouldn't it?
James Bond's different, because James Bond's a human, so that would be weird.
That would be weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So why do you think people love Doctor Who so much?
Well, speaking for me personally, Doctor Who is just such a diverse series. It's a program that from week to week can go anywhere in time and space, go back into history, go into the future, go to alien planets, set on Earth. It's just one of the most broad series you could possibly imagine in terms of its scope.
Do you think this will actually enhance Doctor Who, the change?
I think so. I think it needed a bit of publicity, and it needed a bit of a refresh. And I think that's going to bring in a whole lot of new viewers who are going to be interested to see what Jodie Whittaker brings to the part.
And who's the target audience here now, Paul? Who are they going after?
Doctor Who has always traditionally been a very family audience. It's it's the kids, it's their parents and their grandparents. It's always aimed at all ages. It's a very very all embracing series in that respect, and I think it'll continue to be that.
News Talk ZB 528, that's Paul Skoons, Doctor Who writer and researcher.